next article, I wrote a reply and sent it to Krishna Modi, the Member of Parliament. Right. And he's going to discuss it with the other members of Parliament. What I did, I...
But this article is in our favor.
No, no, the previous one.
Yes. Mr. Modi said that he don't bother at all.
No, no, he will reply. So I gave him the point. He wanted me to give him the point and the right answer. Then he will reply.
What are the points?
Oh. Should I read the whole letter to you? It's a 4-page letter. Okay. Dear Sri Modi ji, Hare Krishna. In this issue of August 21, 1976, an article under the heading of This Stays the Mask of Ungodly Face of Krishna Cult appeared. This article appeared on page 3 of the issue and was written by A. Raghavan of British Daily Bureau. We beg to state that this was a mischievous article in which the newspaper accused us incorrectly. It is our firm opinion that the purpose of this article was simply to defame ISKCON because it is engaged in spreading God consciousness based on the Vedic scriptures. For your information, ISKCON is a registered society with the Government of India. This society was formed...
For your information, you better submit.
No, for your information, before that I said, for your information, ISKCON is a registered society with the Government of India.
That completed.
Pardon?
By your information.
Yes. So this is a sentence. This society was formed strictly for the purpose of spreading God consciousness. We briefly submit below the misleading information as reported by Blitz and humbly inform you of the fact. What I've done is I've shown each point that Blitz has incorrectly said and then responded to it. Very. Oh. Okay. Point 1. Blitz. Ungodly face of Krishna consciousness. ISKCON. ISKCON. So ISKCON is replying now. International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a worldwide community of devotees practicing the Vedic teachings, the eternal science of rendering devotional service to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The society was founded by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, a pure devotee of God, who is coming down in Parampara, started by Lord Sri Krishna 5,000 years ago. In other words, the roots of this movement trace back to at least 5,000 years. It is not a modern concoction. In India, a society is registered under the Society's Registration Act No. 21 of 1860. As we are a registered non-profit organization, we are required to maintain complete accounts of all donations received, both within India and from abroad. Thus, keep a complete account of all our expenses. Our accounts are audited every year and submitted to the Income Tax Authority and the Charity Commissioner. Very briefly, the main object of the society as registered with the government is to have given them the three main points from your Memorandum of Association. To advance, transmit, and spread the ethical and philosophical principles of Krishna consciousness as revealed in the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and the doctrines and the observances which serve to promote and manifest the said ethical and philosophical principles and in the furtherance of the subject. To build or to assist in building temples, schools, colleges, hospitals, and other buildings in connection with or for the advancement of the objects of the society, and to maintain, alter, and improve the same, including existing buildings, and to furnish and equip the same. To print, publish, sell, or cause to be printed, published, or sold, or if thought fit to distribute books, booklets, leaflets, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, or yearly newspapers, magazines, or other periodicals for the purpose of giving information to the work of the society. We refrain from 4 categories of sinful activities such as meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex life. Furthermore, our entire life is dedicated to reading, chanting, and preaching about Krishna. We rise at 4 a.m. all over the world. So how can bliss say that we are ungodly when we are following Lord Sri Krishna's teachings? This is my reply to point one. It's okay? Okay. Bliss point number two. Point two. Bliss. And now with ISKCON MRA Anand Marg. Just for information, Prabhupada, MRA and Anand Marg were banned organizations for murders. Yes. It is banned now. So Bliss said, and now with ISKCON MRA Anand Marg. So ISKCON is the plant. ISKCON. Bliss is trying to link us with banned organizations like MRA and Anand Marg. We challenge Bliss to show any of our activities that is dangerous to the Indian society. Our only business is to follow Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and chant Hare Krishna. This is all we are asking others to do also. We are not engaged in any political activity either. So how can Bliss compare us to banned organizations like MRA and Anand Marg? This is my reply to point two. Point three. Bliss. ISKCON was founded in New York in July 1966. ISKCON. Yes. ISKCON was registered in New York by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Bhaktivedanta Swami went to America at the advanced age of 70 to spread Krishna consciousness because he was ordered so by his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of Gaudiya Math institutions in India, to spread Krishna consciousness to the Western countries. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada strongly desired that the whole world accept Lord Krishna's teachings, and therefore he ordered his most educated and sincere disciple, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in 1936, to spread these teachings to the Western world. Bhaktivedanta Swami started translating Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita in 1936. When the late Prime Minister, Sri Lal Bahadur Shastri, saw Bhaktivedanta Swami's Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is doing valuable work and his books are significant contribution to the salvation of mankind. Presently, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, a division of ISKCON, has published over 60 books of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. These include Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, 25 volumes, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17 volumes. These books have been acclaimed by both Indian and Western scholars. The books have been used by about 3,000 universities all over the world, including Oxford, Cambridge, and Harvard universities. In India, in the last 4 months, close to 400 institutes have placed standing orders on Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's books. Even Russian scholars have... Pardon? Yes, I said 400 universities. I didn't hear. Even Russian scholars have placed Bhaktivedanta Swami's books and placed orders. For your information, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is a leading seller of books of Vedic culture outside India.
Topmost Swami.
Huh?
Topmost Swami, sir.
It's topmost? Okay.
In the world.
Okay. I didn't put, I said outside India because Gita Press may, you know, it's become just suitable in India. So this was my reply to point three. Point four. Bliss. Most work in India is done by foreign devotees. ISKCON. The founder Acharya of ISKCON is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is an Indian. His Chief Secretary for India is also an Indian. In total, ISKCON has presently about 270 devotees in India, of which at least 150 or about 60% are Indians. Our programs in India have been praised by all leaders. The Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, while inaugurating our Hyderabad Center on August 18, 1976, said, History appeared to be repeating itself when one counts a revival of temple construction, temple worship, and Gita Prayan in advanced countries like USA.
Gita Prayan. Gita Prayan.
Huh? Parayana. Okay, I just copied the spelling from the paper, but it was P-R-A-Parayana.
Parayana.
Okay, I'll change it. He He complimented ISKCON for disseminating the Vedic culture. West Bengal government officials have praised our agricultural efforts. The principal officer of agriculture of Nadia district in West Bengal said that our Mayapur farm is receiving attention of nearby farmers, and this farm is acting as a demonstration for them. So the statement that foreign devotees are running ISKCON in India is misleading. Point 5. Blitz. Big business and spiritual sky. Boss of West Bengal is Gregory M. Shroff. ISKCON. In Mayapur, our devotees make handloom saris, dhotis and gamchas. All over the world, our devotees wear the traditional Indian dress of dhotis, kurtas and saris. It is our spiritual master's desire that all our devotees overseas only wear clothes made by our devotees in Mayapur. Spiritual Sky Sales and Services was formed just to send our Mayapur handlooms and other necessities only to our centers overseas. In return, our overseas centers send Mayapur donations. Even Gandhiji wanted every Indian to be self-sufficient. This is what we are trying to do. We produce our own food and clothing. Instead of criticizing, Blitz should publicize these activities so that others can follow. Gregory M. Shroff's spiritual name is Gargamuni Swami, and he is an initiated disciple of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Blitz has tried to portray him as a businessman who is wearing saffron clothes to deceive people. He's a sannyasi since 1966. Point 6. Blitz. Substantial amounts of foreign money is being received by ISKCON India Limited. ISKCON. First of all, our society is registered and called ISKCON, not ISKCON India Limited. We are purposely being sarcastic. It is not a business house. Yes, we do receive remittances from abroad. Every paisa that has been remitted from abroad has come to the Reserve Bank of India. Bhaktivedanta Swami has written over 80 books which are being sold in every country in the world. These books are selling throughout the world $60,000 daily, which is about 5 lakhs. We have over 100 centers all over the world, and all these centers are being run by book sales. In the last 3 years, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust has published over 2 million hardbound big books, about 3.5 million softbound medium-sized books, and about 15 million magazines on Krishna consciousness. So you can see the wide acceptance of these books. Out of the 2,800 major universities in America, about 90% have purchased one or more of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's books. Occasionally, we receive contributions. This is not in cash, but in kind. For example, Alfred Ford donated 2 buildings to our society, one in Honolulu, Hawaii, and the other in Detroit, America. In London...
Thank you. You can go ahead. You cannot understand.
In London, George Harry Harrison donated a big castle, which is now called Bhaktivedanta Manor. We have purchased many buildings and converted them to temples from the sale of our books. What is wrong if a portion of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust sales are transferred to India for construction of temples? 50% of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust income is spent for further publishing, and the other 50% is spent to build temples all over the world. In fact, Blitz should appreciate this because Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's books are bringing valuable overseas currency into the country without any cost to the Indian public. Point 7. Blitz. In Bombay, they have put up a temple with a barbed fence around it. ISKCON. There is no barbed wire around the temple. We invite Blitz to show us the barbed wire. There's no blinds to one. Point 8. Blitz. Already rupees 12 lakhs have been spent on an unfinished temple in Vrindavan. It's on. Blitz does not know that the Krishna Balram temple in Vrindavan was completed and officially inaugurated by Dr. Chenna Reddy, governor of UP, in April 1975. They are saying that the temple is still being made. Point 9. Blitz. The major center seems to be in Orissa, the land of princes and paupers. They have built the center close to our Atomic Energy Commission complex. ISKCON. How foolish. Our major center is not in Orissa, but in Sridhar Mayapur in West Bengal. Mayapur is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna. We are coming in Lord Chaitanya's specific possession, and therefore we want to develop Mayapur and make this an international center. In Orissa, we do have two devotees living in three huts in Bhubaneswar. They are living on a piece of land that was donated by one of our life members from Calcutta. If at all it is near the Atomic Energy Commission, it is only by coincidence. Who?
Nityananda Anand.
He donated it. Okay, I'll write down his name then. Gauragamanda Swami, a 45-year-old retired teacher from Orissa, is in charge of our Bhubaneswar Center. So they'll know. Point 10.
That man was donated by something.
Okay, I'll write down his name.
Central Government Minister and later on Bhavanath Mishra.
Okay, I'll write it down. Point 10. Blitz. It has started taking interest in politics. It has started a political party in USA called In God We Trust Party, ISKCON. ISKCON is not involved in politics at all, anywhere in the world. Two American devotees did contest some civic elections for which a party called In God We Trust was formed. The purpose of that campaign was to remind everyone to remember the Lord at all times, as everything belongs to God. A Christian march is dissolved in God We Trust Party in USA 4 years ago. Furthermore, there were never any plans to set up In God We Trust in India. We challenge Blitz to show us any evidence to support their claim. Point 11. Blitz. As far back as 1971, the Maharashtra government has taken action against the foreign devotees who have chosen to overstay Bombay and elsewhere. ISKCON. This statement is also incorrect. The Maharashtra government has never taken any action against our devotees. Point 12. Blitz. The government has decided to stop specialized facilities granted to foreign devotees seeking to popularize Krishna in India. ISKCON. We are very grateful to the government of India for giving us facilities for spreading Krishna consciousness. The government has not withdrawn any special facilities that have been given to us earlier. So, I'm sure that you can see by now the extent to which Blitz has misreported ISKCON activities in India. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one day in every town and village of the world, this Hare Krishna movement would be spread. The Vedic culture is India's real heritage, and we want to popularize it in every corner of the world. Even in Black Africa, we have locals that have joined. It's going to be good.
Because this is the only platform for United Nations, which is practically good.
This is the only platform for?
For United Nations, which is practical demolition.
This is practical?
For movement all over the world we have joined. Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, and Africans.
Yeah.
All, everyone.
ISKCON has devotees in all parts of the world, in all nationalities, including Muslims.
Samastha Sarveshu.
Should the government need any further information, we will be more than happy to and pleased to cooperate in all respects. With kindest regards, yours sincerely, Gopal Krishna, our secretary. It's okay. So, this is a point by point reply, so now no one can open their mouth. And I thought we'll give both questions, split and ISKCON, so you can see right there. Yes, now the other book I want to write is Facts About ISKCON, or What is ISKCON? You will call that booklet, What is ISKCON? And then in a question and answer form, give all the answers. What is ISKCON? Where does ISKCON get its income from? Who are the people who run ISKCON? Everything that they ask. I think he came from Delhi, from shopping.
Yes, happened from Delhi?
He was supposed to go to Delhi, few items. They're better and cheaper sometimes. So now I'll work on the other booklet which the defense minister wanted. What is this called? A small, like, Krishna consciousness is authorized on that form with some reviews. We'll put in some reviews.
The mains is being turned off.
No water
coming from the mains.
They turn the water off somewhere.
Is it dropping?
It's raining.
What is going on? Look up to the
banana leaves.
This people are too good to go. We are not bad. We are sad as well. This people are too good to go. No deal of that. The small drops of rain falling. Now there will be flood in this river. This people are too good to go. No deal of that. Bulbul is unclear.
I was just telling you, the monkeys are still there.
They're still there or they're gone? You know where those monkeys are coming from?
The monkeys live on the porch. One of those porches on the guest bench where Arunas is going to be around the sun. And it's in that dome as well.
Yeah, that's low.
You're not in the dome, you look into that.
No, they're not.
Dome's complete.
Top room. Yeah, not close.
No, they're balconies. They said, I was told that they're living on one of the balconies around the other side where a room is in. No one, they don't chant in the words and they just say.
The purple, I just want the name of the person who gave us the land in the rest of it, and I'm getting this retouch.
Kanunda.
What was his title before? What is it? ISKCON? City Minister. During when? Approximately?
Okay. Governor of?
Gujarat.
Okay, this is very good. This will put them to shut up their mouth completely. Okay, right.
Just dripping a little bit. I'm just wearing a chatter to keep the mosquitoes off. I'm getting bitten. I'm wearing a chatter to keep the insects from.
Are you just telling me that?
Yeah, he said, well, back in Siddhanta Maharaj,
but he gave up.
That's what I told him. Yes. Instead of Surya Siddhanta, he became Bhakti Siddhanta.
That's okay. Okay. If he wanted, he could have practiced lucratively. But he gave up.
Yes.
And we had many students.
Right.
No,
he's going on the outside.
Swims around sometimes.
The day next hour.
So that means utilizing whatever you already know.
Yes. Because then you're guaranteed. Suppose you're learning some art, which has to stop. In the meantime, it just gets ready.
Then no service.
You should not learn the art at the same time. You will miss Krishna service. So that is not our teaching.
Yes.
We want to serve Krishna. Satarmana Tamadhar. Whatever work you already expect. He do it. That's how he is doing. Everybody knows he's doing that. He's not going for train shop. But he does not know that. How should he wish that? He knows this has nothing. That is that. Whatever you know, Krishna can accept anything. Krishna is not one-sided. Because he is everything. So he can accept everything. And that is, okay, satarmana tamabhasya. Whatever you know, you try to please Krishna. As Krishna is written, defend it. Atapumli jitat krishna, vannathama vidhāva. Sāmiṣṭhikaśya dharmaśya. Whatever you know, Sanshiddhi, the perfection is Haritohasana. So, we already know. If he is a medical man, whatever little medical knowledge he has got, he can utilize it by studying. Why he should go to wild bed?
Long time ago, you wrote a letter to Swami Ramana.
In the beginning, she was not good person. I wish she had asked her anywhere to send Satan the Mahaprabhu in his power. And whatever he sent, he accepted. It is not the heart, but it is the body.
His point was that he doesn't have any service. He was thinking if he learned something, because he already has a medical background. Yeah, he wanted to branch out into Ayurvedic so that he could...
That is his wish. That is not study.
I'll write him a letter.
Already gone?
We need it now. He's doing service for you. It's on by the
day to take the garden. What
service is?
That's it.
Oh,
they eat bugs?
Yeah.
It's
a very good service for that. God is friend. God snake, love one of the children, God is friend. One life is food for the animal. Krishna has made such an arrangement. Every living entity has got some service. So if he is allowed to do the service, then he is finished by another thing.
I eat a fat banana leaves in Mayapur all the time.
Copper, both leaves and fruits, very good.
Yeah.
Very
little roundy green, oblong shape. Looks like a small cucumber, about this long.
Thank you.
We were doing that in Mayapur. I heard a lot of songs.
In what way the epitome of God's work?
Actually, the monkey can come and also eat his food. You know, they also come and share what they can eat.
Do monkeys have any use? Do monkeys have any use?
They have only use that actually very good medicine for burns.
For burns? Oh. So you get a dead
horse on his butt, monkey pack, very good medicine. The Chinese who get bread.
Yeah.
And the Japanese also do that.
Okay.
The Japanese, they drink it.
Monkey bread?
Yes. They cut the scallop, a live monkey, and cut the scallop like eggs, and feed the bread to the bread. And then they do what they do. Very common practice. Okay.
What they get is not a monkey.
The monkey is alive, and it's a human brain inside, so it is no service, talk to them. Thank God of the human. You know that you are eating the fish with me.
And the woman. Yeah. Before I joined the movement, I was working on a mining camp, and they used to serve out sheep's brains every day. It was a big favorite with the Yugoslavs. Sheep's brains and...
Living sheep?
No, they sell them first. Like the Arabs, they eat sheep's eyeballs.
They eat?
Yeah. The eyeball, I think it's a big, great delicacy.
Now they are delicacy. Their own children.
Yeah.
You hear about the new movie?
Being silent. It has been left over.
Sometimes the building is still on the building. Yeah. Building across the road from our temple. And you're that thing that 5 years like that has come
down. I think that it is. And tired is up. And don't have that one. There's still the things that's there.
And why not? I see that. I see that. You're born in the US? No. Mother. You're an Indian or a Roomster. Oh, that is. Krishna Mahamu Sama Vishas Bhavati.
I never hear him ring. At least the one in the daytime.
I heard it four or five.
He's not regular. That's the thing. Another lady. Our lady.
He said that here.
Deep on the cell. I caught it. When I was there before, sometimes I would go up to Chelsea there at night. They used to carry this big spear, a pole with a big sharp point on it, metal point. And I would take his spear and stick it in his ribs. And then he would wake up, and then he would smile.